When people think about film festivals, they typically conjure up Cannes, Sundance, maybe Toronto. But you don't have to travel to the south of France, or Ontario, for that matter, to see a film festival. Small towns across the United States have launched their own down-to-earth festivals. NPR's Dina Temple Raston visits Chatham, New York, where for the past 10 years they've held a film festival for the rest of us.
Main Street in Chatham, New York, is just a block long, and it's anchored by The Crandall, a single-screen movie theater announced by an old-style lighted marquee. When it was built in 1926, it was originally envisioned as a vaudeville theater. Now it's the sun around which Film Columbia, Chatham's yearly film festival, revolves.
These are oatmeal cookies.
It's about 20 minutes before one of the screenings. Outside the theater, there are no limos, no red carpets, no stars. Instead, there's a small number of local Girl Scouts. They're selling cookies to help pay for a camping trip.
And then we gave them lunch.
Gosh, this is wonderful. Everything is 50 cents.
What a good deal this is.
Ever supportive residents are buying sweets hand over fist. They stash them in coat pockets and file into the Crandall. Another line forms at the concession stand inside.
A small popcorn and a water. $2.50.
That's right. A buttered popcorn and a bottle of water for $2.50. This is a different kind of film festival. And while the atmosphere may seem down home or even quaint, the movies here are neither. Brokeback Mountain, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Atonement, they all premiered here. Marge Lewis and Heather Spitzer, two Film Columbia devotees, explain why.
This is the kind of a town, if people come out of the woodwork here.
Yeah, they do.
And it's, you know.
There's a lot of people that are involved in the arts who have a second home here or live here.
And they, private.
Yeah, that's right. And so they have a lot of resources to be able to develop a festival such as this.
And that's what does it. I mean, you try it on your own and you can't get these first run. But there are people here who make them.
People like James Seamus. He's the head of Focus Features. He has a house in Hillsdale, not far from Chatham. He usually provides the festival's Saturday night sneak preview. And then there's also Peter Biskin, a contributing editor at Vanity Fair and former editor of Premiere magazine.
This festival is kind of anti-glamour, you know, and anti-celebrity.
He's one of the forces behind the film festival and seems genuinely pleased about its relative obscurity.
Yeah, there's no limousines here. It's virtually no celebrities or no filmmakers ever show up. The way it's ended up, the focus is on the films and on the people, you know, the small town atmosphere.
And perhaps no one represents that small town flavor more than Tony Carino, the owner of the Crandall Theater. He's standing in a projection room. Two projectors, unassuming suitcase-sized boxes aimed at the screen at the front of the theater, take up most of the room. The rest of it is filled to bursting with oversized metal film reels. They are leaning against walls and stacked on the floor. Carino is previewing the new Film Columbia animated trailer.
That's a new logo, the film festival.
Carino is a crusty fellow with a salt and pepper mustache and silver hair combed back off his forehead.
So I've been around here all my life, yeah. My father started hanging around here when he was about 9 years old. Going around, then he went into service, and he got out in the 50s. He was a manager. Then actually bought it, I think, in 1961, around there.
As Carino tells his father's story, it started to remind me of the movie Cinema Paradiso, in which a young boy's life revolved around a movie theater.
I saw that movie. That's my father, right there. Yeah, that's my father, big time. Yeah.
The comparison clearly struck a chord with Carino. In many ways, the movie is as much about Tony as it is about his father. Tony Carino haunted the Crandall as a boy. His father taught him how to splice reels of film together and how to run the projector. And when his father retired in 1985, it seemed only natural that his son would buy the place. Since then, Carino has gone to great lengths to run the theater just like his dad did. Tickets are discounted. Candy is inexpensive. So the Chatham Film Festival is a big deal for the Crandall. It helps Carino keep it open.
And it brings a lot of people into town, and I think the whole town flourishes off it. So it makes for a real good week for me.
So this is like Christmas for the Crandall Theater?
Well, sure, yeah. It's like Christmas for the town, I think.
This year's films included I've Loved You So Long with Kristin Scott Thomas and The Secret Lives of Bees with Dakota Fanning and Queen Latifah. The 500 seats at the Crandall were sold out all weekend. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.